Forever, babe, did you mean it at night? reason. It's dead of a line. It's three dots, but I can connect them. And if it ain't right, babe, you know I respect it. But if you need time, just take your time. Honey, I get it, I get it, I get it. Way you got me all in my head. Think I'd rather you in my bed. Whatever it is, you know I can take it. Is like where you catch him at night. Cupid with arrows, babe. I'm just shooting my shot. If I could get in, drop me a pin, hop in the and come over. Don't wanna be friends, just in the skin. I wanna get closer, closer, closer. The way you got me all in my head. Think I'd rather you in my bed. Whatever it is, you know I can take it.
Rev said, baby.
Still obsessing about your video, Jack. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, YGK music reviews?
Yeah.
That's a
who the heck are you?
Instagram account that doesn't exist anymore.
No. I mean, after a clapback like that, I would also delete my Instagram.
Well, yeah, like, I want to know more. We'll get Jack back in here eventually. I can't remember if Rev Zed is one of the bands playing at Project Red. Project Red, by the way, fashion show at Grand Hall. It's like a legacy club at Queens. Mm-hmm. They raise so much money for Heart and Stroke. That is their charity. Project Red, the heart, the whole thing. You get it, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, and they have bands playing at the fashion show as well, and I can't see on their Instagram, but I seem to remember Jack saying he was playing it.
Yeah, I feel like that makes sense.
Or it might be another fashion show that's coming up in March. We won't mention it because we're going to let Project Red have their moment this weekend. I think it's wonderful, but yeah, maybe they're playing, maybe not. But anyway, Rev Zed, congratulations. You got the new EP out. Welcome to the real world.
Yep.
You just
it's
heard it.
Beautiful.
I'm going to hear my name again, but yeah, like, go to their Instagram and watch Jack go off.
Oh my God.
In a good way.
Alongside their music, this is also an art form, I believe. Like, this
obsessed.
Was amazing. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, apparently reviewed by this thing called YGK Music Reviews that had only reviewed one band previously.
Yeah, I don't know. A hater or a troll? Who knows?
No, I think it was someone who tried out for Rev Zed, but then they
got
into Rev Zed.
The allegation was made.
Oh my God. Anyway, local.
Yeah.
And when I say local, I mean like
this
five,
is the
five block
shade
radius.
Room, yeah.
5 block radius from this very station. Uh-huh. So, oh my God. Anyway, fantastic. But yeah, Project Red, you can get your tickets. It's at Grand Hall, which I just love.
Beautiful.
Such a beautiful place. And so much work goes into that. And I know Liam, who's a CFRC volunteer, and there are many other CFRC volunteers, I'm sure they're there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I just know Liam for a little while. And he's been in that show before in his Instagram. Liam, you have nothing on your Instagram. Like, nothing.
Post
something and let us know if you're going to be in the show again, because I know you were last year. So anyway, I'm throwing out names this morning. Let's
name dropping everybody.
Let's go. You added a couple things.
I did. Yeah. Overthinking, which is a new single out by the Darcys.
Who I didn't know.
No, Spotify. I was listening to one of those like indie girl midnight Spotify AI generated playlist, whatever.
Oh my God. Such a millennium coded band. I love that you're like, I don't know who this is, and you liked it.
Yeah, no. It was one of those things where I was like, I was just skipping through being like, oh my God, what the? Oh.
We were talking about that, how like lists that are made for you when you have a subscription service. Mm. And what are our thoughts on that? Like,
when Spotify first launched like the day list thing where they have that playlist that like updates throughout the day, at first I was like, okay, this is cool, but like I feel like I have such like an eclectic music taste, and like I listen to so many different things, and I also have very like specific like tastes and stuff that like Spotify can't really pin down.
That's why we're here.
What exactly?
That's why we're here, right?
And like, yeah,
we want Justin Bieber and we want Rev Zed.
Yeah,
and I think that just breaks the bots right there.
And we want Theo Vandenhoff. We want everybody.
Yes, I got Toro Miwa on there, and that's not a new song. And I feel like we have forgotten to play more throwbacks on Thursdays because it's Thursday. Yeah. We can play some throwbacks. So
TBT.
I put some Toro Miwa on there. I mean, it's not that old, but we've got some other things in there that are going to work out. So, the Yumi Zuma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Okay, so there's so much going on. I threw Ria May in. She's got, had new music in December. Great artist that comes through Kingston occasionally. And we're just doing our thing on Indie Wake Up Call. So I think it's going to be you and Aaron next Thursday.
Beautiful. I'm excited. I haven't seen Aaron in a minute.
I'm heading off to Alberta. I'm just going to do some investigating. We'll see.
Hitting up Lake Louise.
We'll see how that goes. Some ho-cho and some skiing and I'll be back. But yeah, I'll give you a report.
In the slopes.
Just making sure everybody's okay out there. It seems like a little, they're having some things going on. But I'm just going to go and have some ho-cho and wear some fuzzy, awesome clothes.
And you got the moon boots on today.
Oh my God.
For good fire.
Let's go. It's, minus 12 or something like that?
Yeah.
It
was cold.
Don't forget your mitts.
Do not forget them. Yeah. No, I literally left my house and 2 minutes later I turned around and went back inside to get my gloves.
Get your mitts and gloves. Already.
I'm not doing this.
Okay. So we got some Darcys, Toro Miwa, Yumi Zuma, Prism Shores. Who knows what else is next? It's the indie wake-up call. The robots just can't do it.
Indie wake-up call, babe.
I'm not Yeah.
The Olympics, because they're the opening ceremonies tomorrow.
I usually end up watching some of it because my brother and father are sports ball fans.
Yay, yes. Sports! Did you watch the opening ceremonies in France?
I did, yeah.
Oh my god. I loved it so much. Yeah. Like, I completely get into that, the opening ceremonies. Did you see Celine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, I shed a tear. Yeah. I was just like, oh, so excited. I will see what happens in Milan. It's so tomorrow at some point in the middle of the day, that's all going to go down.
Exciting.
Like, I'm just going to say.
I didn't realize it was literally.
I know. I feel like the lead up is not here. Like, here we are. I'm just going to say her name, Tate McRae, and we'll just leave it at that. You can go on the internet and deal with all that. Yeah. Just deal with it. Like, deal, whatever, how you feel, all the feelings. She's still hot, but.
Yeah, no, she's gorgeous.
People
it
to
doesn't
help her
make any sense, but that's okay.
And again, I'm gonna be in her home province. Like, she's from an Olympic city, Calgary. Mm-hmm. It's an Olympic city. Anyway, we'll let the internet figure that out. I'm on the Province of Canada website right now, mm-hmm. looking for my fleece. Now, there's no price on this fleece. Yeah, they're going to release the fleece. You can get fleece updates. This is one of the singular companies of apparel in Canada where it's 100% made in Canada, everything.
Lovely.
So that's why this is going to take a little bit of time. It's funny how you think if it's overseas, it's going to take longer. No, actually, to source, it's going to take them a minute, but I'm ready. The Prime Minister has his. And there was a discussion, like, did he get the real one? Like, did he get the actual one?
Oh, I'm sure.
But there's a lot of DIY content out there. You can just find one of those white fleeces out there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of tutorials on how you can get your own, because I don't love the Lululemon options.
Yeah. They've really fallen off. Like,
I want this. Look, like, I want the fleece.
So cute.
Everyone wants the fleece. I just feel like Lululemon is missing the nostalgia component. Mm-hmm. I was saying off air, like, give it to Mark's Work Warehouse next time.
Yeah.
Give it
100%.
To them. I think these things cost a ton of money, and I don't know if they make
100%.
But I would like Mark's Work Warehouse to be given a shot at this. They own the rights to the Hudson Bay stripes. Let's go. I want some old school nostalgia here.
Yeah.
Not feeling it. And I was showing you Mongolia. Oh my God. I love their fit.
It's crazy.
It's so
how
cool.
Beautiful it is. And then you look at ours and it's just like a Lululemon puffer and some leggings.
And they're kind of brown.
Yeah, and they're kind of mid. They don't look that good quality. Like, it's just boring.
I want a flashy thing. Or like a big, thick knit. I remember when we had the Olympics in Vancouver, Aritzia did a capsule. Ooh. They did a Cowichan sweater with Kwachi. Yeah. He was one of the mascots. Mm-hmm. Knit into it. It was, I think it was $500 because it was a real Cowichan. And I didn't get one. I want one so badly now. Like, I don't know. If it was presented to me at $500, I still don't think I would do it. But that's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, sir.
I don't need a puffer.
Like, Ralph Lauren cooking.
Oh, my God.
USA.
I think the Team USA outfits are the best.
Yeah,
and
they're so good.
They're just so well-coded.
Like, sweater.
He understood the assignment of, it looks warm. It looks wintry. It has his signature that is like classic nostalgia and just so stylish.
So stylish.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things that, you know, the athletes can wear those clothes for forever to come.
I want that coat. It looks so good. And so if that's what you're watching for, I think they're all prancing out in their outfits for the opening ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that's the thing. Okay, I'm mentioning her name again, Tate McRae. Like, we were saying, like, is she performing? Because it sure looked like she's flying out there in that red suit that I thought it looked like a Canada ski suit.
Yeah, I know. When I first saw the ad, I didn't have the sound on, and I was like,
the sound is bad.
Yeah, I was like, all right, she's like talking to some owl. Okay, cool, like Team Canada, whatever. And then I scrolled back up and I was like, was that Team Canada?
Yeah.
Wait.
So her boyfriend's an American hockey player.
Oh, that's right.
Now, I don't know if he's on. I'm going to do a little search now. I said we weren't going to talk about it, but here we go. But yeah, I don't know if he's actually on Team USA or anything like that, but I don't care.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
There's so much that's going to happen this weekend with the Olympics and the Super Bowl that it will go away. And maybe that's also the strategy behind this is like, well, everyone's going to get really mad about this and everyone's going to forget about it by Saturday.
Yeah. And then when all the teams are playing in the Super Bowl and all the things and the halftime show and all, like,
yes,
it's all going to
go Bad Bunny and Green Day. That's going to be so fun. Oh, like, I don't even know what teams are playing, but I have like my little mini burgers ready to go.
Yeah. I'm missing my dad's 7-layer bean dip back home.
You gotta make one.
God. Yeah, no, I'm gonna chef one up. I don't even care about Super Bowl, but I really care about the 7-layer bean dip.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I know there are snacks. And Bad Bunny is gonna have a show.
Let's
watch it.
And Green Day, too.
I know. And they're locked in. Like, they have their tours over the last few years. Like, they know what people want.
Yeah.
They're gonna bring it. It'll be interesting. All right, what do we got? Really, I think this is one of our last sets. Well, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah, we have some Hooper coming up, some mise en scène, Gabouchard, Silver Deer. I'm actually gonna bump up because I've been listening to them a lot. And
let's bump them up.
They're fire.
All right. Go. All right. Well, you and I are here next Thursday.
Yep.
I will be. Yeah, I'll be up because I'll be out there. Mm-hmm. All right. I might be on a chairlift, but I'm gonna try to find and key into the station.
Oh yeah.
And have a list. But yeah, I'll give you a report on how the Albertans are feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure I won't know anything, but anyway, it'll be Olympics. It'll be fun.
That'll be awesome.
All right, we're out of here. Apparently, Cindy Sabo is coming in after co-hosting live. So stick around CFRC this morning, guys.
Yo.
Out.
cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.